blessed Wednesday morning. This is Scott Borsky. Thank you for joining me on WWDB for Morning Light Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. No better song to start this morning than something we're supposed to do when we wake up our eyes in the morning anyway, to say a blessing. So please join with Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobe on their beautiful The Blessing. We're always trying to find where we need to be in this world. What's our mission? What's our purpose? But listen to God. Have a talk with God. And after all, don't we want a God that we can talk to? Of course, the answer is yes. Please join with Michael W. Smith on his place in this world.
This becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me? Hear me asking, where do I belong? Is there a vision that I can call my own? Show me, I'm looking for a reason.
Every day is not always filled with joy. Sometimes we cry, but crying is a prayer as well. Crying are words and emotions and feelings that God understands. When we cry, God cries also. Join with the Gaither Vocal Band on When I Cry.
Making a list of all of the good things you've done for me. Lord, I've never been one to complain, but right now I'm lost and I can't find my way. My world's come apart and it's breaking my heart, but it helps to know that your heart is breaking too. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. And when I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. My hands crying out to you, Lord. never been a time in my life where there's so much at stake, so much to lose. But I trust it to you, 'cause you'll bring me through, and it helps me to know that I'm not alone. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. You're the one who calmed the raging sea. You're the one who made the blind to see. You look through all of heaven and eternity, and through it all you saw me. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry.
On this Wednesday, halfway through the week, we all may not know the road that we need to go down or the doors we need to go through. But you know who does know? Of course, God. God knows our mission and God knows our purpose. Just keep in a constant, continued state of prayer with God and you will find the answers. Please join with the wonderful words by the late, great Chadwick Boseman when he speaks about God has a plan for you.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job or a career.
I want to personally thank everybody for all their birthday greetings, their texts, their emails, their phone calls, their social media messages. It was an honor to be with you spiritually for my birthday this week. So thank you. Please remember, always be close to the ones that you love, especially on wonderful life cycle occasions. Join with Stephen Curtis Chapman on his I Will Be There.
Tomorrow morning, if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear, 'cause I will be here. I will be here when you feel like being quiet, when you need to speak your mind. I will listen, and I will be here when the laughter turns to crying, through the win and lose and try, we'll be together. 'Cause I will be here. Tomorrow morning, if you wake up and the future is unclear, I will be here. Just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here. And I will be here so you can cry on my shoulder when the mirror tells us we're older. I will hold you, and I will be here to watch you grow in beauty and tell you all the things you mean to me. I will be here. Oh, I will be true to the promise I have made to you and to the one who gave you to me. Oh, oh, oh. I will be here. And just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here, we'll be together. Oh yes we will. I will be here. I will be here.
On this Wednesday, we wake up, we open our eyes, and we acknowledge the goodness that God gives us each and every day to allow us to live in the image of God. We are all born to be as righteous as we can be. Please join with the fabulous Cece Winans on her Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night.
You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my
I wanted to remind you that Passover is coming up for those of you who celebrate Passover and are looking for a beautiful community seder, a Passover dinner, a celebration to come together with your community on the second night of Passover. That is Tuesday, April 23rd at the beautiful Pop Shop in Collingswood. I'm officiating and running a wonderful community traditional seder. Please join with me. It would be an honor. So just go to the website of the Pop Shop and go to events, and you will find the information, or just contact me on any social media so you can join Tuesday, April 23rd in the evening for the second night of Passover. And I look forward to being with you then, so we can acknowledge and speak about everything we do, everything we say has the wonderfulness of God imprinted on it. In other words, as Dan Bremnes sings, the fingerprints of God.
Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that we are not alone. When you see love, leave them on.
God. It's written in the way the stars break up the night, the proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle when you see love and lead them on, healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary. No, it's the fingerprints of God. To the signs all around you, hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies it. The more you seek, the more you find that love, love, healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary. No, no, it's the fingerprints of God. Ordinary, we're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
There is no right way to pray. There's no wrong way to pray. We certainly know that when we pray, we are having a conversation with God. And after all, what is prayer? It's just a fancy word of speaking with God. Please join with these words by Billy Graham on how to pray.
You don't have to kneel down every time you pray. I have a daughter that thinks you have to kneel down to pray. And she gets up every morning real early and prays 2 hours before the children get up, but on her knees. And if you felt her knees, they're like leather. And the doctors already said she's getting arthritis from it. And I told her, I said, you don't have to do that. I said, you can pray all the time everywhere as she does. But she feels that God has called her to that ministry of prayer and study of the scriptures on her knees every morning. But you can pray all the time. Even while I preach like this, like I'm doing now, I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, help me to say the right thing. Help me to say the thing that will help somebody that is here tonight that needs this message, because this message is for somebody here tonight, for many people here tonight that need it.
Did you thank God this morning yet for all the wonderfulness in your life? Did you open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for waking me up for another day? I know you did not have to, but I am so blessed that you did, so I can go out in the world and bring blessings to others and bring godliness to others that may only have me to bring godliness into their lives. Please join with Lauren Daigle on her wonderful Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fears. So long, alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. I'd probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me out in your hands. I started breathing. The weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home.
On this Wednesday and every day, hold on to the wonderfulness that God gives us. Hold on to the faith and the mercy and the grace that God gives us each and every day. A new set of our daily bread, a new manna, new blessings to give us so we can go out into the world and change it for the better. Join with Katie Nicole on her Hold On.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who saved. Hold on. Longer, I know it's gonna be okay. These days
We know that the book of Proverbs says that laughter is the best medicine. Laughter is certainly a gift from God. One of my favorite people to give laughter. His name is Modi Rosenfeld, a funny, funny man. Listen to his words when he speaks about a guy. A guy went to his rabbi.
I'm going to start the show by telling you a story about a guy that goes to his rabbi and says, "Rabbi, you never believe what happened to me. My son left the house and became a Christian." The rabbi said, "Shh. Never believe what happened to me. My son left the house too and became a Christian. So what do we do?" We pray to God. They prayed to God and God said, "You never believe what happened to me."
It is Wednesday. It is a new day. But if you don't have the opportunity to join us each and every weekday morning at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday on this station for Morning Light, always go 24/7 to podcast at wwdbam.com, wherever you may be on any of your devices, wwdbam.com, at work, in the car, walking around our beautiful world, so you can be filled with faith on this day and every day. Please join with Danny Gokey on his wonderful new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away, the old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away, don't let it slip away.
Sometimes we feel a little bit lost and we don't know We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're supposed to do. We don't know who we're supposed to speak to. We don't know what our goals in life is. But do you know who knows? Of course, God knows. We just have to be in a continual state of prayer, and God will give us the answer in God's time. Please join with Dolly Parton and For King and Country on their wonderful God Only Knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows.
Write down the blessings yet today. Even if it's 7 o'clock in the morning, you woke up, that's a blessing. Write it down. You were able to get out of bed, that's a blessing. Write it down. Count your blessings. Count them, and at the end of the day, you will realize how very blessed you are. And share it with others. Spread your blessings, because you know that those who are temporarily, momentarily in the valley in any aspect of your life need your joy, need your blessings, so they can say that their turn is right around the corner. If God is blessing you, God will bless them. Join with Cain on Yes, He Can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every
Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
No matter where you are today, I know many of you go to 100 different places, and in each of those 100 different places is certainly appropriate to pray. There's no wrong time to pray, no wrong place to pray. Why? Of course, because God is everywhere, so we can pray anywhere. Join with Brandon Lake on his wonderful Praise You Anywhere.
Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta shout it from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, worship with your hands in the air. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise. Reasons why I'll praise you anywhere.
And on this beautiful day, this is the day that God has made. Count all your blessings, and at the end of the day, you will be filled head to toe with the blessings of God. Join with Seth Schluter on his wonderful Count Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. No, and I can't count that high. And I know that seasons never last forever.
And on that, have a beautiful Wednesday. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.